Presentation is mycorrhizal status of Chinese tallow, an exotic invasive tree. The authors are Tosun Ciccone, Thomas Bouton, Christine Morgan, Robert Knight, and Georgianne Moore. And the presentation will be presented by Tosun Ciccone.
Good morning again, and thank you for coming. Again, my name is Tosun Ciccone, and I'm here to represent other co-authors, Thomas Bouton, Kristen Morgan, and the rest of the crew from Texas A&M University. And this morning I'm talking about a very, very popular problematic species in the coastal prairies of Texas and other areas of the United States, especially the southern portion of the United States. Chinese tallow tree was introduced to the United States in the later part of the 1800s, and it often forms monocultures in the coastal prairies. It's known to be very aggressive and displaces native species and would generally congregate in the invasive range. One major mechanism of success for tallow is its ability to associate with a mutualistic soil fungi called Arbuscular mycorrhizal fungi that we all know about, and it of course benefits from this fungus by tapping nutrients from the soil. And mycorrhizae, we know, is able to access certain complex organic compounds from the soil that host plants cannot usually get themselves. And it's been shown by other studies that addition of Iprodion, a commercial fungicide, is able to deter and inhibit the spread of the colonization and infestation of AMF. We have seen conflicting evidence of nitrogen uptake by AMF in the past studies. While Reynolds in 2005 conducted a study and found that there's no evidence of nitrogen uptake by AMF, other authors have found that AMF in fact derive soil nitrogen to host plants. And hence, that takes us to our study. And so the objective of this study is to be able to establish or find out if tallow is in fact sensitive AMF infestation by the fact that is AMF actually tapping nitrogen from the soil to tallow and thereby fostering tallow spread within the invaded range. To that end, we're going to be asking two questions. We would like to conduct an assessment of AMF abundance in tallow following fungicide application. And number two, we want to be able to know what extent to which the symbiotic association with this fungus is contributing to tallow's growth and establishment in the introduced range. Our hypothesis here is we want to know if fungicide application is in fact going to limit the acquisition of of AMF in tallow roots. And number two, we want to know if tallow's growth is going to be enhanced with AMF presence. And number three, we want to know if foliar nitrogen content in tallow is going to be higher in the presence of AMF. And consequently, if the delta 15 nitrogen in tallow leaf tissues is going to be lower. So we conducted a full factorial experiment in a research facility located in Lamarck, Galveston County, Texas. And what we did is we planted tallow in native soils. Soils in that area is predominantly vertisols. And we have only one treatment and control. 33 replications were made. And what we did was we added 60 milliliters of fungicide, active ingredients in the chosen fungicide that we use, which is the Roverol 4-fluorable fungicide, was Iprodion. We added that to the soil biweekly as a soil drench. After 8 months, we were able to quantify the biomass by actually measuring or recording the shoot height and the leaf count. And we harvested roots of tallow, took it to the lab, acidified it, and stained with triphenol blue, and we mounted on the slide scored it using a slide method. Additionally, we wanted to further assess the infestation of mycorrhizae in the roots by using mass spectrometry and also wanting to know the percentage nitrogen in the leaf tissues of tallow. This takes us to our results. Contrary to our expectation, what we found that our fungicide-added treatment actually had more biomass than the controls. As evidenced by our leaf count and shoot height, we can see that we had statistically higher results in the fungicide-added plants than the untreated controls. And so it wasn't very surprising to see that when we looked at the mycorrhizal colonization, the groups that had fungicide also had higher infestation of mycorrhizae. Also looking at our delta 15 nitrogen in leaf tissues, we found that the fungicide-treated plants actually had lower delta 15 nitrogen. However, our percent nitrogen is higher, which actually is very intuitive considering the fact that the fungicide-treated plants had higher biomass and higher colonization of AMS. And so, based on our results, what we see here is AMF colonization is definitely linked to higher nitrogen content, as we found in the results. High nitrogen content that we saw in the result in the fungicide treatment plant is telling us that, yes, tallow somehow, some way was able to, because we had higher growth in fungicide-treated plants, we definitely had higher nitrogen content and higher AMF colonization, all three consistent. Nitrogen is a limiting nutrient, and so when nitrogen is high, we're going to have higher growth. And fitness of plants is usually a result of higher utilization of nitrogen in plant, you know, of plant tissues. Now, the delta 15 nitrogen assessment that we conducted here provided a new method for us to be able to assess the mycorrhizal status of tallow. And one thing we found here is there was a negative inverse relationship between delta 15 nitrogen and abundance of AMF in tallow plant, which is consistent with previous studies. We concluded, based on the results of our study, that fungicide here appeared to alter the sources and or mode of uptake of nitrogen by tallow. That's actually something that we thought, wow, that's not what we expected. Fungicide is actually supposed to kill mycorrhizae here. So it was something that we thought would warrant further investigation and further work here. We would like to see further work actually find out the source of nitrogen acquisition and the ways by which this nitrogen is being acquired after fungicide is actually added to plants. With that, I would like to acknowledge Sloan Foundation and the U.S. Army for the funding for this study. I would also like to thank Dr. Evan Seaman of Rice University for opening up his lab for me to conduct mycorrhizal quantification. Also, my thanks go to my friends who were always helping me with data collection in the field. And if anybody has any questions, I'll be more than happy to take it. Honestly, I am not. One thing I knew, though, was in comparison to other fungicides that have been that were used in the past, when I started the study, I intended to use Benomil, which in the past was used by a previous, by a colleague, and it seemed to work. It actually killed or suppressed mycorrhizae, but it was no longer being used. So they told me, well, it's no longer available, use Roverol. And so we used Roverol, and it didn't seem to do the job. So I wouldn't know the reason why, but I tried to contact, the company, the manufacturer, to say, is there any amount of nitrogen? What is the percentage or milligrams or the quantity of nitrogen that may be in this product? I was actually trying to get that information. I mean, the company usually won't want to tell you, that information, but that's something that I was very curious about. And in speaking with some other researchers in other universities that are using the same product, they said, that's not unusual. We're using it and we're finding the same trend.